This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're not taking calls today. You know, if you heard the top of the hour news, you heard flip-flopping, jumping Joe Biden. He changed his position on abortion. Just as I told you, he's like that. Whoever's given him the highest reward, that's the side he's on. And he'll flip-flop. And he's known as Jumping Joe Biden. And you just saw it. Joey's with us in Michigan. Joey, what do you think about salespeople today? You know, people between your wallet and their cash register. What do you think?
Well, they don't have a vested interest in whether you buy the product or you don't buy the product, because most of them shouldn't even be using a push broom or that brush in the toilets, because that's normally where they started. But today, if you can function, they throw you at a cash register. Well, you want me to tell them the story about the little management seminar at Menards? Because I go to I buy those plastic parts. I find the best guy in the plumbing department. What a great guy. He helps me figure out what I need. I get to the checkout, and we have an intellectual, nice young girl. I had 22 years old, and she became baffled when one of the parts didn't have a scan bar on it. And I knew there was going to be trouble. I just didn't know, after waiting 8 minutes in line to get to her, that it would be an additional 10 minutes to try to solve the mystery of the confused cashier and the unpriced item. So finally, after they go to two girls, the second one makes the price up. So then I still want to talk to the manager, because one thing I'm learning is that my time, I'm not a professional like an employee at a big box store or anything. I'm just a simple doo-doo-doo-doo kind of guy. And my time has some value, maybe not as much as McDonald's or whatever, but so I want the store manager, because I want him to enjoy some of the pleasures I've enjoyed. So I asked the woman behind the desk, and she tells me I have to wait my turn. I said, well, who else is here but me? Well, I'm still doing something. So after the third time, her name is Melissa, by the way, or Melanie. I said, Melanie, thank you. Thank you. Give me a brilliant idea. So I walk out the store. I go back to the return line, and I just returned everything I bought. And I still want the store manager, so I tell that girl to get the store manager. So I return everything. He says, I said, no, that's okay. This is the least I can do for you. So I said, and then once I return this, I have to go back and buy it again. So they brought the girl that was bringing the return stuff. She thought I would just take it. I said, no, it's easier for you to put it back. But my other plan, and I encourage everyone to do this, if you feel you've been misguided, screwed around, played with, toyed with, like your time has no value, especially at these big box stores, fill a cart. I call it filling a cart. So you get a cart, and you go on the electrical, you get some items, you go to plumbing, and you go through the whole store. And for me, it's a little older because I've gotten gray hair now. I'm a little older, and I, oh, darn, I forgot my wallet. So I leave the cart on the side, and I go home to get the wallet, and I have a cup of coffee, and then, I needed a nap. So on the way, it's too late to go back, so I'll go the next day. Well, you know what? They put the cart away. What a shame. So, you know, and I don't fill a cart every time I go there. Just, you know, if it's raining out, because I like to reciprocate. And it all started today. If you're not familiar with those stores, you walk into a store and you might walk 300 feet to the other corner, and that's where they sent me. Only when I, oh, no, it's in the other corner. So you mean right where I came in? Yeah, and a little bit to the side. So it's 350 feet back. That's after you walk 100 feet from the parking lot into the store. So I says, here's what I want to help you people with. And I pride myself on that because you know what? I don't care if it takes 7 people because they didn't care how they wasted my time. And I share that story because if more and more people would do that, and then you mean like the driver's license or the driver license plate renewal that took only an hour and a half the other day and it was only 30 people and there were 5 people behind the counter? That's another one of my favorite stories. And then the girl comes with the clipboard and she's asking people, how can I help you? What are you here for? When she came to me, I started to laugh. I said, what did you think I came here for? Because I wanted to sit in an air-conditioned room that's hot, or I wanted to talk to you. I said, you see what I have here? I have a proof of insurance. I have some registration tags, and I have a checkbook. I said, what did you think I come here for? I said, please, don't insult my intelligence anymore or your own, and go talk to somebody else. Leave me alone. You mean one of those stories? Because I've had it. There's no more. And all these people, and I said, the rest of these people are all pacifying you. I don't know if they think if they answer your question and they're nice, they're going to get in front of the line. You're already taking a number. You're waiting here. And that's the problem. Everybody's become simple. They just don't speak up. You have a problem
okay,
with
so
what I
years,
said?
Years and years ago, before I knew better, I'm talking like 20 years ago, maybe even more than that. I was with the family, and everybody was thirsty. And we were on a long trip. So we pulled into one of those fast food joints. And I was at the counter, and this young gal was there, and she was having trouble. Something was stuck in her mouth. She was having trouble with this thing. And then she opened her mouth, and I saw what it was. It was an antenna. It was stuck in her tongue purposefully. So she had this piece of jewelry, I guess you could call it, that she wanted to show people that was on her tongue. And she said, may I help you? And I said, no. No. You just grossed me out. And I left. And, you know, I said it so other people could hear it. I didn't yell it. I probably should have. But who in the right mind would hire someone who looks like that to engage with customers to sell them food? Who?
But and that's why the country doesn't work, because they've been mandated. That's why people making laws for us make a law and allow China to sell us defective parts. And everywhere you go to the doctor. What's the first thing that happens? Oh, hello. You want to, what's your problem? That, here. Then you thought you're done. Oh, then you get somebody else. By the time you're on the phone, you've talked to, what, 4 people? Then when you come in there for the appointment, you talk to 5 people. And each time you tell them. So I tell them, I'm coming here to get my toaster oven fixed. No, I've come here to get take a look at my microwave, which I don't use a microwave. And I just make stupid stuff. And they don't care. They just write that down because that's their programming. You know, we are in a lot of trouble as a group of people. And I don't know if the rest of the world is like this. We're in a lot of trouble with just the fact that we're not going to have food at the end of the summer. But nobody even realizes because they're too busy. They're texting their friends and they don't pay attention. And I'm not saying what you're being told is accurate, but I know one thing. You were laughing when we came back on the air, and I'm listening to how, because they brought 2 aircraft carriers to the Gulf zones, the one country back down, a country that lives worse than all third world countries. What can you take from them? They don't have anything to take. You're going to shut their electricity off? Probably not. What, they got water. They've got a hole with a crank, and sure, they have running water. They have all the modern, but they still know how to live very primitive. And we don't know how to live primitive. They could do more damage to us in 15 minutes that would last for a whole, at least one, if not 2 or 3 generations, than we're ever going to harm them. Is that a true or false statement?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And we don't know how to live without fast food. We don't know how to live without hypertensive medication or anti-anxiety medication. We don't know how to live with that. We don't know how to be a student in an elementary school without being on drugs to slow us down so we can pay attention. It's amazing. I was talking to a gal who comes to our farm a couple times a week. And we were talking about, just briefly, I only spend maybe 2 minutes with her, and we were talking about things that are wrong with America, and she said she was explaining about her daughter. Her daughter has a three-year-old. And so this gal was telling her daughter, look, don't just sit your daughter in front of a television at 3 years old. What's the matter with you? They need to get outside. They need to play with the calves. They need to get exercise. They need to have the sunshine. Don't just use the television as a babysitter and get off the phone. Get off the phone. So what's happened is parents are using television as don't bother me. Don't bother me, boy. Don't bother me, girl. Leave me alone. That's what parents are doing. And what do we expect those children to be like? Well, they're going to be worse than these millennial fathers who don't know how to use a hammer, screwdriver, drill, or unclog a drain. Joey, I got to tell you, as a male, I would be embarrassed if something broke here. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it be a transmission or a shaft or something that I had to weld, I would be embarrassed to say to Mrs. Finelli, I'll tell you what, we have to call somebody. I'd be embarrassed.
I wouldn't be embarrassed, but I would also have the ability to be able to research the best person to make that fix, because in my world, I might not be as efficient as doing it, but I understand your whole point. That would be like every time you drink too much coffee and you go to relieve yourself, you drop your drawers and sit down instead of stand there. I mean, isn't that as simple as a visual as one would need? I mean, because there's people that would probably do that, and at the end of the journey, all these new children learning to be a transgender. Yeah, I'll tell you the other story about the transgender. Grocery store we have has a, I'm assuming it's a transgender because I'm not quite familiar yet. It looks like a boy, has a little beard, acts like a girl, has long hair, very soft-spoken, very quiet. I don't think he's gay. I don't think he knows what he is. And I want it to be, being me, I'm kind of unique, and sometimes I'm extremely spontaneous, but I don't have a smartphone because I'm not smart enough to use it. But if I had somebody with a smartphone, I would go up to this kid and I say, hey, are you a transgender? I says, because my friends and I, because we're older people, we're not sure what a transgender, and if we are, I'd like to get a picture with you. I'd like to be, so my friends would know, and I would make this up like, when you went as a kid to Walt Disney and you see Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, you wanted to get a picture. Well, I'd be like, getting a picture with a transgender. And I would only do that to be rude, ignorant, and insulting. But he wouldn't comprehend that. He would actually probably think that was a great accomplishment that he achieved. I mean, because the people, you can insult them and they don't know they're being insulted. I mean, you can be in a grocery store and the sea mammal, the inland-bearing sea mammal with feet, drops the cart and wanders back and forth. And you go to the left, you go to the right. Finally, you got to get your shoulder into it and say, excuse me, boom, and go around them. Because that might go on for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want it. They want it right now. But they actually don't know what it is they want, which is a huge problem. It's never really occurred to me to want something and not know what it is, but want it right now. Joey and I will be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time for the Beer Guys Radio Show.
Want free beer? Go to the...
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was talking with a millennial, a guy, and he thought he needed to buy a new car. He drives one of those Asian cars, specifically a Honda. And somehow he had it tested, and they put in the scan tool, and they said, well, you have low oil pressure. Okay, so then he went to have it evaluated at a repair shop, and they said, yeah, you need, the problem is your piston rings are worn, and that's why you have low oil pressure. Class, worn piston rings is something you hardly ever hear of. And two, it is totally unrelated to oil pressure. Okay? So, this guy was thinking, oh no, I gotta buy a new car. And I talked to him and I said, look, here's what you do. This is my opinion. And before I did anything else, I would change the oil. And I would put in diesel engine oil, 15W40, instead of the engine oil that your car calls for, which is 5W20 or 0W20. That's a real thin oil that it calls for. But if you increase the viscosity, you can increase your oil pressure. And I said, you'll probably get several more years out of it, and you'll be fine. But what's happening is car dealerships are having trouble finding used cars to sell because people don't want to deal with dealerships and they don't want to spend the amount of money that it costs to buy a new vehicle. I was watching a video on YouTube. And this was a new car salesman, actually a new truck salesman, for one of the big three truck companies, U.S. manufacturers. And he's talking about how to avoid being trapped and being taken advantage of by car salespeople and truck salespeople. And so he's going through this, and at the end he says, now, here's how this works. We're going to give you, here's what the car costs, here's the discount, here's the taxes and the fees and all that, and then we're going to give you $2,000 for your 2010 or newer truck, because we want to buy your truck for you, from you. We want to give you $2,000 for it, because we don't want you to sell it on Craigslist, because we need your truck, which is absolutely crazy. $2,000 for a 2010 or newer truck? Joe, have you ever thought that you could buy a truck 2010 or newer for $2,000?
I'd buy one. I would buy two, because I would buy them for future use. You know, you can't buy any older good-running vehicle that isn't rotted out. You can't buy, because anybody that thinks like us, and I have to believe, I know this is really outstepping my bounds, but I have to believe there's a lot more smarter people out there, and they don't call in, they don't answer. I never fill out flyers, I never fill out questionnaires, because I don't want to be part of that system. But there has to be, because there's no way that we could be running as a society this long if there's this many stupid people. But this question is for George. George, you talked about a book, if you're out there, when Rick Miller was on, about a book about the teachings from World War II. It was two-dimensional thinking, and now it's 3D using the computer. If you could email Vince with the name of that book, I'd like to buy that book, because that makes a lot of sense, that people after World War II to school, you were being educated to come to school at 8 o'clock or 8:30 to 3:30 or 4 o'clock, 10 o'clock break, 2 o'clock break, 12 o'clock lunch, being geared for 7 or 8 years so that you can go to a factory and run a punch press monotonously, because that's how school was in my mind, because I'm a little dyslexic, so for me, school is a little more difficult, and now it makes sense that these people that can't do anything do it off the computer because it's a 3D. So if you can find the name of that book, I would like to find that so I could read that. Thank you, George.
Yeah, I'm pretty darn sure George is listening. You know, George is a wonderful man, and he and I talk off the air. He'll call me, I'll call him, and we'll share information. We don't idly chat, but there's usually a reason why we chat. It ends up being a pretty long conversation. But he is kind, he's nice, he's thoughtful, and he's very, very bright. Just like all the other instructors. We have, class, I am so proud of the faculty of USA Prepares. They are the best and brightest people I know, and they're my friends. And that's why they're on USA Prepares. If I didn't like them, they wouldn't be here. It's a wonderful thing. And then I get a kick out of our detractors. They're so dumb.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for May is out, and it's come in nearly 100,000 jobs short of what most economists were predicting. Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. President Trump still threatening to slap tariffs starting Monday on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S., a White House official citing significant progress in talks that are going to continue today. Authorities say they've stopped an apparent plot by a man to carry out a grenade attack in New York's Times Square. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm not approaching babies, and da, 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us. Joey, We discuss subjects that are hardly ever, if ever, discussed on the air. And I'm talking about the kinds of design failures that are manufactured into appliances, the kind of failures that people have with riding mowers that cost a couple $1,000s or more. And so and the reason we discuss them is so that people realize that they're not the only one buying that spindle or that belt, or they're not the only one having that bent blade that should have never bent in the first place, or the mower deck just has a crack that seems to get larger and larger and larger, and then it costs too much to get a mower deck and you just throw the mower away. I mean, we talk about solutions and why these things happen in the first place. Well, one day I decided to do something that was I'd never heard discussed, and it's probably a sin to discuss this on the radio, but I decided to do it anyway. What do I care? And that is, I decided to talk about the inner workings of radio.
When you dose it correctly.
How calls are handled. So, for example, I talked about, I have a computer with a call screen in front of me, and it shows all the telephone lines that come into the network in Minnesota. I'm in Missouri at the moment, and I can see that I can answer the call, I can put the call on hold, I can put the call on the air, or I can drop the call. And I talked about how that worked. And why I do what I do, and how other broadcasters have callers who are paid, you know, the opposite of trolls. These are people who call in and they have a pre-written question for the big talk show host and say, "Hey, I love you. I love you. You're so bright. I wouldn't know what to think if it weren't for you. Thanks so much for telling me everything I need to know and how to think and so forth. And here's my question." And the question is asked, and then you never hear from the caller again because that caller is dropped. Or put on hold, or so forth. So I explained all how that worked. And here's what I get on the internet. So this troll says, quote, "Well, I was a potential first time listener, but after 8 minutes, I'm still hearing about how you accept calls. How boring. I assume the rest of the show has no content worth listening to, or you would have gotten to it." So I explain something that's never been discussed on the air. Never. And we get beat up for it. I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought that people might want to know how radio works behind the scenes. But obviously some people aren't smart enough to understand it. And Joe, that's what's happening. There are a lot of these people out there.
Let's talk about a word I don't normally talk about. Let's talk about discrimination. And Robert, he called in the other day, and it made me think about, you know, white people are being discriminated against. And, you know, I discriminate against one group of people. Stupid, ignorant, stupid people. I just don't talk to them. I don't want to be around them. You know, I have so many people I like being around. I go to a Mexican restaurant over 18 years. I've watched the whole family have kids. Awesome people. They sit together and have lunch about 1:30 in the afternoon. The whole family comes to eat lunch. Yesterday, I was in there, and there was a husband and wife. The wife was in a wheelchair, a larger woman, and self-conscious about her size, and they couldn't get out. And the one guy, he's eating, and if he didn't, I was going to get the door, but he ran right to the door, helped whatever he could do. I mean, I like people like that. You know, there's an Asian family I met. They have a Mexican grocery store, and they're, I think they're Laotian or Cambodian, I don't know. But they were both people. And I mean, I feel so bad for all these poor people that can't make it. But this is a woman that is Asian by descent, speaks Spanish because, and has a Spanish grocery store and can speak, okay, you know, whatever she is, Cambodian, Laotian, or whatever. And I just go through the list. The black people I know, the gay people I know, all kinds of people, people from India. And I like those people because I like to hear about more of the food cultures. I like to hear about what makes them tick, what holds their family together, what they feel comfortable with. You know, and I go back to, of all the people in this country, the Vietnamese, in my opinion, and the Mexican families are the most old-fashioned families. They stick together. They eat together. That's how you and I grew up. Our family was the mecca of us, and that's why we are who we are today, because our family, what they did when our relatives got together as kids, we were a nucleus. We grew and we learned from each other. If somebody had a problem, they shared it. We understood what the problem was. But I have to say, I don't feel comfortable learning from stupid people. And those could be people in the government. Those could be people in law enforcement, fire enforcement. So I would just call them very simple. They don't have common sense. Is it a crime? No. But you know what? I don't want to
thinking about, you know what we should do?
You
we should
just by example. Because you might also want to teach me something that is, in my opinion, grossly sickening to me. You know, and if I choose to share my time, like the 2 hours today, I shared it with a person I consider to be my friend, and I share it because I know other people will learn from this. There might be 400, there might be one. I don't really care. And if anybody was, what's the word, put out by this, put out by anything I said today, oh, well, it's time to move on, get a life. It'll be okay. Because I look, I listen, I deal with garbage every day. I just choose not to go back to a store. Now, all I could say, as you would say, if you didn't like what you heard, why waste your time coming back and dialing the phone number? I mean, I met you at an expo only by accident because my cousin wanted to come, and it changed my life forever because the people I met, it expanded a family. I mean, if I could pick a family, that would be the family I pick. The people I mentioned earlier, to thank them, they're good people. They're concerned people.
They all made a point. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I listened to Richie from Boston, but he hit home with something he said, with tears in his eyes, how our society, how people hook up to have sex. They don't know why they're should be a couple. They just hook up, have sex. Well, they're helping contribute to that STD problem. You know, that's one part. You know, the other guy on Adapt 2030 or Ice Age Farmer, they're doing their best to explain to people how the weather is changing and how if you don't figure out a way to change or figure out how to grow food, you're going to have a problem. There's a lot of good people out there trying to help. And then there are the few that go out of their way to, what's the word, distract you and lie to you. Like, we'll take that woman news commentator. Or, you know, when you look up a person now, because YouTube is starting to cut down on all of the people that were putting out good information. They're making it harder and harder to find. They're doing it intentionally because apparently people are waking up. So the only way to shut them up is to just shut their sights down. And you know what? For everybody listening, if you think it's a joke, have a great day. If you don't, you better start, as I said, learn anything that you don't know. Anything that you thought you wanted to know, if you can find a YouTube video on it. And not all YouTube videos are accurate. Some are pranks. Some are purely ignorant. Like a guy dragging a shipping container with a bulldozer that's been cut out. And it's just incredible. But there are a lot of good people. And that's how we got to be a country that was so special and so unique. And a utopia of the universe was here. But apparently other people have a better idea. They want to destroy what's here. Do you realize, Vince, that in 1919, there were some American troops sent to fight a war in Russia, a small battle. But really, they brought ships of supplies, and our government, it's on YouTube, and our government was sending the food and the supplies. And when the soldiers would go for their food, it wasn't there. My goodness, the food went to fund the Red Army, the Bolsheviks. Can you imagine that as society, and if you read about the Rockefellers, how they funded a lot of that, because you can't have a capitalist society in three major places, China, Russia, and the United States. There's only room for one big dog at the table, and it seems like we're losing our place at the table, and the new table is going to be either in Asia or in Russia, and it never is as it appears to be, just as the deception that the television has brought to us. All our favorite actors growing up, you find out how distorted they were, how the Brady Bunch father was a flaming gay. Well, okay, that was his choice. Nobody knew that until he got sick. Rock Hudson, every kid, Army, you watched him play all the best roles. Oh, my, he's got AIDS. And all the top stars of Hollywood, all the top stars whether today they'd all be transgenders, but they just didn't get that ballsy to use a word like that then. But it's okay. But when you realize we're being deceived by, what does Ricky call it? The black mirror. The television, especially the flat screen, is called a black mirror. So whatever you want to interpret, and I don't tell anybody, I don't care if tomorrow you wake up and you don't have food and water. I don't care. You had all the time in the world to at least figure out what food and water is, other than fast food and bottled water. And even when you know, it's still going to be the greatest challenge you and or a society, in my opinion, will ever, ever experience. And that's assuming there's still food. These floods, now they're talking about pandemics and sickness from the dead animals in the rivers, the pesticides that went through the buildings that are flooding the rivers. And, you know, we don't even know what repercussions are coming out. The dams that are letting go in Arkansas, in Oklahoma, Missouri, it's just too much. Did I miss anything, Vince?
Well, I was going to ask you, or I've got a question to ask you, but before I ask that question, it's about something you just said. And by the way, class, when Joey and I talk on the phone, this is exactly what it's like. Exactly what it's like. No difference. Well, you called me, you mentioned that shipping container. I just want to explain to the class. You gave me a homework assignment. Normally I give the class a homework assignment. You gave me one. You said, watch this video and tell me what you think. That was my homework assignment. So this guy buys a shipping container, and he's on level ground. He's got heavy moving equipment, and he cuts out the sides. He cuts out huge windows. He makes this thing from what was really rock solid stable to unstable because he cuts so much of the sides out of it. And then he pulls it with a bulldozer, and this thing twists and bends, and he ruins the structural integrity of the whole thing. And he's so proud of it. And then he gets comments like, wow, that's awesome. What a great job. The guy was a moron. And yet, the cheering audience, the GDP, thinks he did such a great job. And my response to Joey was, I came up with the same faults that Joey came up with. So here's my question, Joey, when we come back, what do you think the probability of food prices increasing by the end of the year are? Let us know what you think when we come back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey's with us. Joey, so we've been talking about floods. We've been talking about devastation. We've been talking about how the farmers have not been able to plant their crops. I've been talking about how I have not been able to cut hay because the ground is so soggy and wet. What is your thought of what's the possibility of food prices increasing by the end of the year?
Well, according to David Dubine, Adapt 2030, and he's put a lot of research in, and like he says, you think I do this for fun? I'm doing this to try to help people. But he's claiming the future's already for corn at $7.50 a bushel and rising. Every place I've been, I've seen a little bit of corn planting yesterday, but I would say if there's 15% of the fields planted in my area. Normally, there's corn planted as early as the last week of April, but always by the middle of May, and now we're the first week in June, and you only have till the second week of June for a shorter corn, you know, and that's assuming you don't have an early freeze. And they showed, whether it was Adapt 2030 or a Christian at Ice Age Farmer, Brazil got hit with an ice storm. Their corn stalks were all nice and green, and they had ice on it. So we know now that, as a corn, is not happening. They pointed out China has a particular region that is their grain belt, like we have the Midwest as a grain belt. China has the same kind of a wet problem that we're having. So how does this work? And if you have $8 a bushel corn, and we'll just say it rounds off to $8, and you feed that to a pig, and if a pig was selling, if your pork is $2 a pound when it's $3.50 a bushel for corn, what's the pig going to cost when it's $8 a bushel? And if you can't afford food now, well, you've got a real problem. And something our country's never seen is a food shortage with high prices. And even, we're back to your filters, even if you have the money, or you make the money, you scrape the money up to buy food, will it even be available? Because all these, you start, if you get to talking to those people, they say, no, we don't have. The kid at the one grocery store, He says the supplier of the chain, not a store, chain of about 28 grocery stores, asparagus is 4 weeks late, and he's planted sweet corn twice, and he's planted again, and it's too wet, and it don't even germinate. So what's everybody going to think? And I don't even want to talk about this, because why ruin somebody's summer holiday? Let them wake up and get the surprise of a lifetime. That's why I'm contemplating, if I could sell my property, I will move. Even if I become a nomad traveling around, I don't know where to go, because everywhere I wanted to go is underwater and or has really, really bizarre weather. And I know you've been talking about moving, and the location is the hard part, picking a location. And I really don't want to go somewhere where I have to learn a new language, or I have to learn all these new, we'll call them people skills, because a lot of those third world countries, but we may become a third world country. What was that? H.R. 838. People should find out what that 23 or 25 page bill is about, and they should read that, and they should find out if they fit into that motif, if they would believe some sick scumbag human garbage would create a bill like that for the people in this country, a so-called free country. That tells you how free you are if there's some kind of a maggot creating a bill like that.
You're talking about the Roundup, not the chemical, the Roundup of humans, because you may be capable of doing something that other people may not like.
Oh, you finally made a good beer.
Get ready for the Roundup, H.R. 838. Joe, you mentioned corn. Okay, so that's just corn. We don't eat corn. Well, chickens do. It's in cereals. Cows eat it. It's in the dairy industry. It's in dog food.
You don't
ham.
Get milk without corn. You don't get
that's
anything
right.
without corn.
That's what I meant by dairy. And pork and bacon. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's corn. That's just one thing. So I was talking with Bruce Kay. He's a farmer in Ohio. His greenhouse blew down 3 times this year. He's sick of it. He is sick of it. No sense in putting it up anymore because it's too late. It's 71 feet long, and it blew down three times.
Let's talk about compost briefly, because all the compost that they're selling, organic, it's made from dairy manure and chicken droppings. Well, which dairy manure is organic, and which chicken? I mean, they're coming from these factory chicken farms where there's 2,000 feet of buildings, and they're 500 feet long. So these big chicken farmers can't dispose of this their chicken manure, so they're recycling the manure and the cow manure from the large dairy farms into compost. So you now think you're going to grow good, wholesome food, and you're putting all the poisoning chemicals into the root of your food, and you're still going to be poisoned.
It's worse than even that, Joey, because what they're doing is there's still a little bit of protein left in chicken manure, and they're grinding up newspaper, you know, what's left of the newspaper industry. They're grinding up used newspaper, mixing it with chicken manure, and feeding it to cows. How about that?
Thanks, Vince. Have a great day.
Joey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your friendship, your kindness, and your teachings. Joey and Michigan, thank you so much.
The only way we're going to get through this is as a group.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.